Okay, Nazir Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet 2-4. Now, in this Mishnah, we'll have three different cases in which a person attempts to take on a limited Nazirus. That is to say, he is accepting upon himself, or is it trying to accept upon himself, just some of the conditions of the Nazirus, but not all of them. Now, I'll remind you right away that we said in the second Mishnah of the Masechta, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Min HaChartzanim, if he says the Nazir just from the seeds of grapes, or minazagim, the skins of grapes, and so on, he's a full-blown nazir. So that's a starting point. But here, we have other cases that are variants of that thought. So here, the first of the three is, a person says, Hareini nazir, I accept upon myself to be a nazir, al manas, I'm making a condition, she'ehe shose yayin, that I could drink wine. So I'm taking on naziris, but not the wine part of it, just maybe, I don't know, maybe grape skins, and maybe becoming tummy and cutting my hair, but not drinking wine. Or umetama lemesim, or he says, yes, the wine stuff, the grape stuff is fine with me, but I am not restricting myself from becoming tamei from mesim. So then hareze nazir, says the Mishnah here, too bad. He is a full-blown nazir, v'asur b'chulan, and he's restricted from all the things that a nazir is restricted from. And the fact that he made these conditions makes no difference. Even if he said it toch kedei dibor immediately, it doesn't matter. The reason why is because there's a general principle of if a person makes a condition, a tanai, and that condition goes against what the Torah says, so then the rule is tanai ubatal, his stipulation is just simply annulled, it's not binding. So the case here is kind of saying two things. He's saying, I'm a nazir, and also I'm making a condition that I'm going to be allowed to drink wine. So the halach is, yes, you're a nazir, but that condition, that stipulation, that tanai just has no legal standing, because the Torah says, if you're a nazir, you can't drink wine, so too bad for you. So that will be the first case of the Mishnah. Now, the second case of the Mishnah is a person said, Hareini nazir, he accepts upon naziris, but then he explains, Yodea ani sheyesh naziris. Yeah, I knew that the Torah has this package deal thing called naziris. Aval eni yodea sheha nazir asur b'yayin. I just didn't know that that package deal included restriction on wine. I just thought it meant, I don't know what he thought, you know, grapes and haircutting and tumah. So then says the Tanakama, Hare Ze Asur. Too bad. He is fully bound as a Nazir. The reason why is because this is like similar to the case of Hareini Nazir Min HaChartzanim. If you take on even a partial Naziris, doesn't matter if you intend to take on all the rest of it or not. Nazir is like a package deal. It's a defined term by the Torah. No one told this guy to take on Naziris. He could have just said, I'm not taking a Shavua, and swore that he would never become Tamei or cut his hair. Or whatever. The fact that he accepts upon himself Naziris, so Naziris is, as the Torah defines what Naziris is, and Naziris includes no drinking wine, etc. And therefore, even though he didn't know what it meant, since he took on Naziris, he is in for the whole thing, and he'll, you know, he's asur, he's bound in everything, including wine. Now, Rabbi Shimon Mata, Rabbi Shimon says, no, he is not bound. The reason why is because Rabbi Shimon learns from Psukim. It's not a logical, but it's from a lima, from a Pasuk, because the Pasuk first says that the Nazir is restricted, mikol asher ya'ase megefen hayayin, all the things that come from grapevines. And then after that, the Pasuk says, me'achartzanim va'adzag, from the seeds to the skin. So what is that coming to add? So he learns that's coming to add that if a person takes a neder and he, that to be a Nazir, but he specifies specific things, but not all the things of Naziris, then he's not bound by it. Which means that Rabbi Shimon actually disagrees with that second Mishnah of the Masechta, that if a person says, Hareini Nazir min HaChartzanim, the halach is he's a Nazir, but Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's not. Rabbi Shimon says, if you take on just a partial Naziris or part of the conditions of a Nazir, that just doesn't bind you. And therefore, here and there, it's the same thing. If a person says, I took a Naziris, but I didn't know it involved not drinking wine, or I only meant to restrict myself from, you know, becoming Tommy or something. So then Rabbi Shimon says the neder of Naziris is not binding, and therefore matir, he's just totally permitted on everything. Not just, don't read it as matir, he can drink wine, but he can drink wine and become tamei because he's not a nazir. Okay, now, the third and final case of the Mishnah is like this. A person says Hareini nazir, he accepts upon himself to be a nazir, but then, in explaining what was going on in his head, he says, Yodea anisha nazir asur b'yayin. Yeah, I knew that nazirim couldn't drink wine. Aval savar hayisi. But what I was thinking when I made that neder, shechachamim matirli, that the rabbi still would let me drink wine. Why? Bipnei she'ein ani yachol lichios ela b'yayin. Because I can't survive without wine. Let's say he's an alcoholic. He can't have a normal life, whatever that means, without wine. So therefore, he thought it for sure would be permitted to him. Now, the reason why he thought that is because if you look back to the third parak of Maseches Nedarim, you'll see that there are four categories of Nedarim which are not binding. They're called Nidre Zeruzin, Nidre Havai, Nidre Shkagos, and Nidre Onsin. According to the Bar Tanura, this is considered to be Nidre Onsin, that the conditions that he set for the Neder, Naziris, are things that are beyond his control. He can't fulfill them, if he tried. So, within reason. And that being the case, since he can't survive without wine, he assumed that he wouldn't be bound by it, that it would be, that this should be considered to be Nidre Onsin, as the Bar Tanura learns. Interestingly enough, although the Gemara explicitly says Nidre Onsin, which is what the Bar Tanura was echoing, the Rambam learns it doesn't mean that literally, and the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos explains this to me, Nidre Shkagos. Shkagos, like a Shigaga is a, Shkaga is a, like a mistake. Okay? So, whatever the case is, according to the Tanna Kamma, if you make a neder and it falls into one of those four categories, so then you don't even need to have a taras nadarim. The neder simply isn't binding. And that would be true of any neder that can't be, in the case of an onsin, it's circumstances beyond your control, fulfill it. So that being the case, it would not be binding and he would not be a nazir at all. Now, to whatever it means, quote unquote, I can't live without wine, just consider the next line of the Mishnah. We give a different example of also, according to Bar Tanura, another ones situation, nidre onsin, where if he said, I thought the rabbis would permit me, meaning I wouldn't have to be bound by my commitment to a Nazirus, because mipnei she'ani kover es ha-meisim, because my job is to bury the dead. And that being the case, I wouldn't have a parnasa, a way to support myself and provide for my family, myself, if I couldn't become tamei. So I assumed this wouldn't be binding. Now, you obviously understand that in the time of the Mishnah, labor markets were certainly not dynamic like they are today. You couldn't just like get any job you wanted to. You couldn't just switch careers just like at the drop of a hat. So therefore, this guy said, listen, if I would stop doing my job of being a grave digger or whatever, person barrier, so then like I couldn't have a normal life. I don't know how I would support myself. I couldn't, that would be considered to be circumstances beyond his control. I don't think it means he literally would die, obviously. Just like the person who couldn't drink the wine wouldn't necessarily literally die. But the point is he couldn't conduct a normal life, and therefore that's considered to be an ones, at least according to the Bar Tanura, and that's why the neder of Nazirus actually would not be binding, says Tanna Kamma. But Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon says it is binding. Now Rabbi Shimon actually agrees in concept that this is one of those nedarim which should be allowed to be annulled, again according to the Bar Tanura as an onsin, nidre onsin, according to the Rambam, Nidre Shagos. But whatever the case is, Rabbi Shimon Shita, here, as there, over there, in the third parak of Nedarim, is that if you make a neder which falls into one of these four categories, it's true you can get out of your neder, but it requires Hataras Nedarim. You have to go to a Mumcha or a Bezdin of three and actually annul formally the neder that was taken. According to Tanna Kamma and the Halacha, it's not true, just you're not bound in the first place if it falls in one of these four categories. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says you are bound until you get the Hatara done. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Oser, Rabbi Shimon says, this fellow now is a full-blown Nazir until he does his Hatara, even if it's true that that being a Nazir is a category of Nidre Onsin or Nidre Shigos, because he can't live without wine, or his Parnassus requires him to become Tamei L'Meisim.